You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to talk about breweries today. And Jeff, I got to ask you really quickly, how many breweries have you helped go through the process of startup? It's quite a few, isn't it?
It's somewhere between 15 and 20 when you include everybody that's open now, that's in the process of opening very soon, or that are just starting out. So between, and I think I've touched about close to 20 of them at various points in my practice.
So real quickly, give our listening audience a quick snapshot on Jeff O'Brien and what you do.
Well, I am a business and real estate attorney with the Minneapolis firm of Lohman Abdo. So I work in, you know, a lot of transactional stuff, not mm-hmm. a lot of lawsuits, work with, you know, going to work at structuring deals, structuring companies, helping raise money, protecting trademarks and, you know, brands and things like that. On the business side, then of course the real estate side, you know, buying and selling real estate, leasing real estate, which comes into play with this topic very often. And so the brewery stuff just kind of fell into it a little bit, and it's a fascinating area of law, and it's a heavily regulated industry, so there is a huge need to have an attorney guide you through this process.
Understood. I believe there has to be a few benefits to representing breweries, huh?
You know, I have to take a lot of meetings on site, but that's just the cross I have to
bear. That's just the difficulties of the trade.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get started with the 10 legal steps of opening up a brewery and all the considerations that you have to make. So let's start with what's on the top of the list.
Well, the first one is pretty basic, choosing the name of your brewery. Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of elementary, but it does require some research, because you want to make sure that you aren't choosing a name that somebody else is using, or that's similar to what somebody else is using. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because of, you know, rules about trademarks and things like that, you don't want to have, the worst thing you could possibly do is, you know, double down on a name without doing any kind of Google search, without searching the trademark office database, anything like that. Have nice glasses printed up, t-shirts, mm-hmm. stickers, hats, letterhead, business cards, pay for a website and a domain name, and then find out there's someone in the next state that's got a very similar name and wants you to stop using it.
And I imagine there's a number of legal complications that come about when that happens.
Well, it's not really complicated. It means that if you're the person that picked the name that somebody else has been using, it's pretty straightforward. You're out a lot of money because you just spent a lot of money on stuff for marketing purposes that you can't use. You're going to have to find another name.
Sure.
And you know, well, one of the things you talk about trademarks is, and in these naming things, is even if it's not another brewery, if you find out some other kind of liquor related business, mm-hmm. distilleries, wineries, whatever, if they're operating in, you know, in the U.S. where you plan to operate, and they have a similar name, you should stay away from those names too. You really mm-hmm. want to find something that no one else is using, to be safe.
Sure. Okay, so beyond choosing a name, they also need to form an entity, and what recommendations do you have for them there?
Sure. Well, yeah, the next step, once you have the name, then we can go ahead and file articles with the Secretary of State, whatever state. Mm-hmm. Minnesota, we're here in Minnesota, so we file with the Minnesota Secretary of State. And most, this really gets down to two choices, a limited liability company or LLC, mm-hmm. and a subchapter S corporation, also we call it S Corp.
Sure.
It's a tax issue, but when it comes to this issue with breweries, here's kind of my rule of thumb, and most of my clients open up as LLCs,
mm-hmm.
because, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, about raising money,
mm-hmm.
and with an S corporation, there are restrictions as who can own an S corporation. Basically, it has to be an individual and a resident of the U.S.
Sure.
Okay? No trusts, no corporations, no LLCs, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, in an industry like a brewery, a business like a brewery, where you need a lot of startup capital, typically you're going to outside third parties to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
You want to preserve your options, and so that's why I typically recommend going the LLC. Now, if you're self-funded and you don't have to worry about that, then you could look at, well, am I working in the business? Maybe I can save a little bit on self-employment tax and then go the S Corp route. But I would say 90% of the time, the LLC route is probably the best choice of entity for a startup brewery.
Okay. So we've got the name chosen, a entity formed, and I've noticed here that you mentioned both. Now, the considerations for trademarking, both for the brewery name and for the beer names that they're going to have in the brewery. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the brewery name is the primary concern in phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, you've done the research as to the name. You find out that it's available. We've now got articles filed with the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to protect your own name so that somebody else doesn't take your name.
Mm-hmm.
And before you go ahead and buy T-shirts and register a domain name and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we want to file first in that as soon as possible, almost at the same time. Basically, at our office, we file the articles one day, we turn around and file the trademark application for the name the next day.
Sure.
It goes that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to protect that. And then as you go on, if you have a unique beer name, and I'll throw out some here, Surly has Furious,
mm-hmm.
Liftbridge has Farm Girl,
mm-hmm.
Fulton has Sweet Child of Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Those are unique names that don't just describe the beer. You're not describing pale ale or IPA or mm-hmm. stout or a porter. You have a unique name that can acquire a secondary meaning in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
And so because of that, if you have names like that, where you have something, you're going to have something kind of unique other than just describing the beer, you want to also trademark those. Now, in terms of the trademark process, what we do is you do a preliminary search. The trademark office, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, has a database where you can search on a name to find out if it's available.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can also do, of course, Google searches to see if there's anything out there, if there's any other domain names, if anybody else, any place is using the name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And like I said before, whether it be a brewery or a winery, that's going to be you look at that too. And then once we go ahead that, we do some searches, we file, and hopefully we get back to the trademark office saying you're good to go.
Very nice. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, talking about breweries and the 10 legal steps to getting your brewery launched, if you're out there, in fact, doing that. We'll cover some more here in just a moment, so stay tuned. Again, Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show, and talking about breweries and the 10 legal steps involved in getting one started. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.